It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Earlier this month, we noted that the food truck startup Wonder, although I'm not sure that that's quite the exact perfect description, but we'll get into that in just a moment. It is led by Jet.com founder Mark Lurie. It has raised $350 million, bringing its total fundraising haul to just under $1 billion in a market where checks are getting harder to come by. It's been, we know, a very volatile market. Latest funding raise giving Wonder a $3.5 billion valuation, according to people familiar with the matter. So we wanted to get an idea of a little bit more about what this company is all about and what they're going to do with all that money, Tim.
Well, we've got the CEO of Wonder, Scott Hilton, joining us on Zoom from Parsippany, New Jersey. Also the former chief revenue officer of the US e-commerce at Walmart. Scott, great to have you with us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Okay, so Carol lives in New Jersey. I don't know if she lives in a part of New Jersey where Wonder operates, but it's based in New Jersey right now. And she described it as a food truck. And at its core, that's what it is, but it's also so much more. So how would you describe Wonder?
Yeah, so food truck, that's kind of the first thought that people have, but it really is something completely different. So what we are is it's on-demand dining. So customers can order via an app. They have access to a range of restaurants from everyday food, you know, pizza, burgers, all the way up to fine dining like Bobby Flay Steak. As soon as they order, a mobile restaurant will show up at their location and cook that food hot and fresh right there at their location and serve it to their door. So within minutes after ordering, they can enjoy really a restaurant quality meal wherever they are, at their home or at a park or at work.
I'm so in after getting delivery after delivery that's cold and not at all. Even if it's from a great restaurant, it just doesn't fly. So tell us about the growth that you're seeing. Give us an idea of the metrics. Who are your customers? Where you're seeing the growth and what you want to do with all this money?
Yeah, so we serve 22 towns now in New Jersey. It's about 132,000 households. And it ranges in all demographics, from something that looks more middle America all the way up to a little bit wealthier towns. All those towns are growing. The customers have been really going crazy for this. We have really high scores, and it is truly a great experience. It was one of the reasons that the company was founded is looking at the delivery platforms, Uber Eats, DoorDash, et cetera. They were growing like crazy before the pandemic, but the customer experience was really lacking. There was the quality of the food problem, cold or, kind of moist food as it steams on the way to the customer, as well as just having access to those great restaurants. So that's really at the core of what we're trying to solve. And it's working in all segments. And so we're continuing to expand. Most of the money that we've raised is going into the mobile restaurants themselves, the fleet.
Okay.
As well as just covering normal operating expenses. But the bulk of the money is for expanding and going and using it for the mobile restaurants.
One thing that caught my eye, though, in reading about this a few weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal is that Mark Lurie said to the Wall Street Journal that the company aims to have a national footprint by 2035. That's many many, many years away. And I mean, you've worked at several different companies in that time period and the number of years that it would have. I think Marcus probably started and sold two different companies for hundreds of millions of dollars and several billion dollars in that, you know, 13 years that it would take to get to 2035. Why such a long period of time?
Well, we're starting here in the Northeast, in the tri-state area, and we'll, for the time being, be focused there as we grow out. But very quickly, how we've structured this model is we've been building out the infrastructure. It actually has taken us years to get the methods figured out of how to do this. We prep and par cook our food in fairly large-scale central kitchens. That food is sent out in our cold chain to this fleet. We can do that in parallel, you know, in many cities. So as we continue to grow, we'll be opening up different areas simultaneously across the country. But it just takes time to kind of get that infrastructure going before we, you know, start to scale beyond the Northeast.
What's the trickiest part of it? Is it people? Is you talk about this infrastructure that, you know, takes a while to set up. What is the trickiest part?
There's no single thing that stands out. You know, if you asked me that same question maybe 2 years ago, it was, could we actually create this incredible food in this process? And the answer is hands down, yes, we can do it. And so after that, it's really just more kind of vanilla flavored execution. It's not to say that there's not a lot of hard parts, but we have a fleet production capability. We build these mobile restaurants, upfit them ourselves, as well as outside parties do it for us. Scaling the food production, hiring the labor. So far, we haven't bumped into anything that really stands out. It's just a bunch of little things.
What about prices? It sounds like something great to do for a party, but how much does it cost to bring a Bobby Flay steak to your house?
Yeah, so Bobby Flay is our most expensive restaurant. That's definitely a fine dining experience, and we see people doing it as a special occasion. For example, Bobby Flay steak went crazy on Valentine's Day, but we serve all the way down to sort of, like I said at the beginning, burgers, pizza. One of our restaurants, we serve family style. It's even more affordable. We have two currently, and we're going to be offering more. But for one of is Taqueria. It's effectively a taco bar. You can it feeds a family of four to five. You pick your proteins, you know, like carnitas or chicken. You side a rice, side of beans, corn. You can add on guacamole. But that goes for $50. So it's very affordable.
That is
50 per meal or 50 for the whole truck?
It's a family style. So it feeds four to five for $50. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. We're going to talk a little bit more about it because I'm more, you know, curious, because I know the food industry, sometimes the margins are so slim. So I'm curious about how that's playing out. We're going to come back with Scott Hilton. He's Chief Executive Officer of Wonder, former Chief Revenue Officer of the U.S. e-commerce business at Walmart. He's with us from Parsippany. Our conversation will continue. Tim Stanovic, Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg Business Week.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It's official. I'm on the wait list, and Wonder's going to let me know when they are near my home. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Just ask Scott when it's going to be. He'll tell you now.
All right, Scott Hilton, Chief Executive Officer at Wonder, former Chief Revenue Officer of U.S. e-commerce at Walmart. When will you come to Jersey City?
Can't give a specific date, but it will be probably in the next couple of years. Right now, we're headed north to Bergen County. We're right now in the Westfield area, serving 22 towns around there, and then we're headed north.
All right. Well, that's where I grew up, in Bergen County. I get it. Like, I was thinking about how this works, and it's probably easier, right, for your trucks to pull up somewhere where they can easily park. You've also got a neighborhood that's, to be fair, a wealthier neighborhood where they can do this. I mean, I'm curious about the metrics and how you kind of price this all out. You know, how do you cover costs and where do you kind of, you know, where does profits come from ultimately? Is it just building it up on volume? How does this play out?
No, actually, in this business, the margins in food are really, really good. Very different than say retail. When you're looking at say a typical restaurant, you know, they're looking at a food cost that's maybe 25%, in some cases 30%. So you're starting off with really good margins. And we're verticalized. We own this whole thing. We're developing the processes for the food. We prep it in our own facility. So we've got a nice, healthy, juicy variable profit. And that's how we get it to work. It's very different than if you're a logistics player, like a DoorDash or Uber Eats, where you're really just trying to take a cut, or even in retail, you know, you're not getting as healthy a margin as you see in the food industry. And by the way, you see that in the multiples that restaurant chains, the big restaurant chains get. They're typically 3x multiple on their top line versus retailers that typically get 1x. Companies like Amazon obviously get a little bit of an extra kicker there because they're the platform play, you know, high growth. Restaurant chains have really, really healthy margins.
I'm just going to tell you, we have a restaurant row in downtown Jersey City, and it's all about restaurants, and there's lots of space, and it would be a perfect fit.
No, tonight, Carol?
I'm not trying to
tonight?
Sell you or anything.
Hey, Scott.
Any night.
Scott, it's interesting. I wonder what the competitive moat here is. What if somebody's listening in California right now and says, hey, this is a great idea. We know that Wonder's not going to be here, you know, for 5-10 years. I'm going to start doing this. Why won't they? Why won't they succeed like you?
Yeah, well, we may be in California before, before 10 years. But the reality is we've been at this for years and have spent an enormous amount of energy. It's definitely not for the faint-hearted. We have to deconstruct every single dish and get them to work in this process. And it's getting them to work means having amazing, amazing food quality, but also being able to serve it at the speed that supports the profitability, because we definitely want to move food through the mobile restaurant in a, you know, at a fast pace so we can get onto the next customer.
What did you learn from your e-commerce experience, whether it's Walmart or elsewhere, that applies to what you're doing now? Or what you're doing, do you kind of throw out the old rules completely?
Well, look, every situation, you really have to tailor it to what's going on and what the business is. There's some general rules of thumb that always apply, is making sure that you, first of all, have a good strategy, you know, in terms of being able to execute on it and having economics work out. But after that, it's really getting the right team assembled. We've got some of the best team members that have stayed with us from company to company that we've been on this journey, as well as making sure you got the right structure so the teams work well together. Every team member needs to be in the right position. And that's the only way you can really scale and grow it quickly. You have to get that foundation right first. Mm.
Okay, so speaking of scaling and growing quickly, we got to ask. Mark Lurie sold Jet.com years ago to Walmart for $3.3 billion. Before that, Quidsy, diapers.com, to Amazon for $500 million. Before that, he had a company he sold to Tops for a few million bucks before the year 2000. What's the future for Wonder?
Look, this really has unlimited potential. We're not planning to sell this thing. It's got a lot of runway, a lot of upside, which is why we were able to raise that most recent round. There's a lot of runway left, so we're going to build it up.
All right, 30 seconds. What keeps you up at night?
I sleep pretty well.
Oh, come on.
I really do.
All right, if you had to pick one thing.
I'll have what he's having.
If you had to pick one thing, and we've only got about 20 seconds left, what would it be, though? You talk about workers. They're not cheap nowadays, just quickly.
No, they're not. They're not. And it's fortunate why we have the margins. We pay really well. And it's a fun job. The people that operate our mobile restaurants get to be, you know, run their own restaurant and serve customers. It's kind of fun. We, as leaders of the company, we do a lot of ride-alongs with them during the evening to see what's going on. It's kind of a fun role.
We should do a ride-along, Carol.
We'll do a ride along with that.
Yeah, food, right? Food included.
Yeah, I was just going to say the doggy bags must be pretty impressive. Come back to us, Scott. Let us know how things are going, and especially I'm going to wait for that email about when you guys are in Jersey City. Scott Hilton, CEO at Wonder, joining us via Zoom from Parsippany, New Jersey.
And then you're going to invite me over for dinner that night. Totally. That's going to be the finally master pizza night. Okay.
A road trip.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.